Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And that beautiful phrase, he is risen indeed, is exactly how the King James Bible and the Revised Standard Bible translate today's gospel from Luke chapter 24, verse 34. The apostles told Cleopas and the other disciple after they returned to Jerusalem from Emmaus, the Lord has truly been raised. It was not a dream. It was not make-believe. It was not our imagination. It was not a hallucination. It wasn't a mirage. It wasn't a practical joke. It wasn't pretend. They had really and truly seen the risen Lord Jesus and declared boldly, he is risen indeed. Today's gospel story is my favorite resurrection appearance of the risen Lord Jesus. Only St. Luke, the artist, paints this picture for us. On Easter Sunday afternoon, two disciples, Cleopas and another unnamed disciple, are going to Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. That's the distance from Wabasha to Kellogg. 7 miles they're walking on Easter Sunday afternoon. But what direction is Emmaus from Jerusalem? This insight that I had never thought of before, that I discovered a few years ago, opened for me this entire passage, a little village that's not mentioned for any other reason except to give us the direction. What direction is Emmaus from Jerusalem? North? South? East? West? Which way is it? It's west. That tells you everything. Emmaus is west of Jerusalem. They're going into the setting sun. Because the sun is setting in their lives. The sun is setting on all of their hopes. This is in stark contrast to everything else in the Bible, which is directed toward the east. As it says in the Old Testament in Numbers chapter 21, verse 11, Israel journeyed toward the promised land toward the east, toward the light. No, these two disciples are going into darkness, into the sunset. That's where they're going in their lives. And a little bit of Latin helps you out here. What's the Latin word for east? You all know it. You remember what the airline was called before it was called Northwest. It was called Northwest Orient Airlines. Because the Latin word for east is Orient. So what's happening here? They're not going toward the Orient. They're going toward the West because they're disorientated. See? They're disoriented. This whole thing of Jesus' death, all of their hopes placed on them, has made them disoriented. Yes, they're going west into the setting sun. Their hopes are setting with the sun. They are mourning. They are grieving. They are sad. They are downcast. And in the midst of this depression and grief, in the midst of being totally crushed and smashed with all their hopes that were placed on Jesus, their hopes and dreams scattered and shattered, Jesus comes and walks with them in the sadness and in the depression. And it says their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. Why? Because they were going into the setting sun. When I walk into the setting sun, I can barely see. Right? The sun is so bright as you're going toward the west, they can't see. Nor can they see with their eyes of their soul either. And Jesus walks with them in their depression, in their discouragement, in their downcast, sad, crushed, smashed, shattered attitude. And he says, "Hey guys, it's me. Long time no see." No, Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus is Jewish. He asks questions. He says, "What are you discussing as you walk along? What sort of things?" Jesus is a master question asker. He says to Mary Magdalene, "Whom are you looking for?" He says to St. John the Baptist disciples, "What are you looking for?" He says to the man with an ailment, he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" He says to Peter, "Do you love me?" This is how God acts from the very beginning of the Bible. He says to Adam and Eve, "Where are you?" Not, "Get over here right now." No, he says, "Where are you?" He asks questions. "Talk to me." No accusations. "Talk to me." Fulton Sheen says that the Lord is drawing it out of them. And little by little, they pour out their souls to him. And after Jesus draws it out from them so gently, and then he opens their minds to the scriptures. He goes through every single Old Testament passage that refers to himself. He opens their minds to the scriptures, and it says that their hearts start burning within them. He sets their hearts on fire. Because only Jesus can make sense of things. Only Jesus has answers that really truly satisfy the mind and the heart. And after Jesus opens the word to them, he asks as if he's going on farther. Because Jesus is a gentleman. He never forces himself on us. He'll keep going unless we invite him in. But their hearts burning within them, they say, "Oh, please stay with us. For it's nearly evening. Don't leave us in our darkest hour." Because now the sun is set. Don't leave us in this dark hour. And he does stay with them. For that's what he promises. He says, "I will be with you always. Until the end of the world." And how does he do it? How does he stay with them? In the breaking of the bread. In the most holy Eucharist. We dare say that he stays in them by giving them his body and blood. And now, they have been reorientated. They have had their spring orientation. They have been reoriented by the word of Jesus and by his body and blood, which is why they immediately go back to the east. Now, properly reorientated, they go back to the east, to Jerusalem, and there discover the 11 apostles who boldly proclaim, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed." On our journey toward heaven, how often it is that we are downcast, depressed, discouraged, sad. And Jesus says, "Talk to me. Tell me. Tell me everything. Tell me what's going on in your heart and in your mind and in your soul." And then he reorients us in our lives. And how does he do that? He does that every week for us when we come to Mass. Jesus reorients us. He sets us going toward the east again, toward the light, toward the rising sun, toward new beginnings, toward himself. He reorients us every week in the same exact way as he did that first Easter Sunday. He sets our hearts on fire with his word, and he stays with us. Indeed, he stays in us by feeding us with his own body and blood.